Certainly, there are many reasons to come together on the Lord's Day. It's the practice of the church for all of its history. It's a time of fellowship, a time of encouragement. But first and foremost, it's what this song reminds us of. There's one worthy of our worship. So let's take just a moment as we call the church to worship this morning to draw our attention to the worthiness of the God who created us, the one who forever loves us, the one who came in person in the Lord Jesus Christ to express and demonstrate that love. He lived a life of service. He gave his life. And then, after giving his life for our redemption and the payment for our sins, he gave us the assurance of victory over death through his own resurrection. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to live right inside of all who would follow him. He has preserved his word for us, and his promises are true and faithful. The song says 10,000 years, 10,000 reasons, limitless time and limitless blessings for which you, O God, are worthy of our worship and our praise. In the midst of all that we do today, Lord, as we sing, as we fellowship, as we preach your word, as we honor graduates, as we share communion together, may we through all of that keep in the depths of our hearts and minds, you are worthy of our worship. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, torn from the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in this month of Christ I stand.
Be seated. I was just wondering how long y'all would put up with my staring at you, not saying anything. We're not real comfortable with silence as human beings, you know. We expect there to be some noise and some activity to fill every moment. Sometimes we just need to stop and take a deep breath and enjoy the moment. Well, it's sure good to see everybody this morning. And today, among other things, we're going to be honoring recent graduates from high school and those who graduated from college, recognizing their achievements. Also, you will see a repeated announcement for a few weeks in regard to Steve Clark's being recommended to serve our church as a deacon. So far, anything I have heard in conversation is very positive and encouraging for Steve. And as we've said and as we printed in the bulletin, he has a heart to serve in any way that he can. So as long as that is fully endorsed by the congregation, probably in early October, we will be ordaining Steve to serve as a deacon. I would ask you also if you would give attention down to the little box of upcoming events. Of course, two things today: our communion service, which will follow in just a few moments, and then this afternoon at 3:30, our monthly visit to the Willows to take church and communion and worship to those folks. That's this afternoon at 3:30. October 6th, Campbellsville University Outreach Team will be sharing with us and leading the service, and then we're going to have a potluck luncheon together that day. So we'll have that in the bulletin as a constant reminder. I find that it really is true that communicating events requires ongoing repeating and repeating. And so please note these things and hold on to them, and we'll keep reminding you. So these are events that are upcoming. And then for those who are serving our staff, either as elders, deacons, teachers, any part of our staff, we have set a date in the future for you to mark your calendar, October 19th, for our annual staff meeting, which this year will be held at the Extension office and will be a 9-3 meeting there on that day. So please, staff members, mark that date on your calendar so if at all possible you can be there. Those are the announcements that I have to make at this time. I will say, as far as building progress is concerned, some of you may have already noticed the steps that were too narrow are now wider. The old wooden steps at the front of the building have been replaced by concrete, and don't try to go down them just yet. There's caution tape there, but by next week, all these entrances will be much more accessible. So we're making progress. We're real excited that one of these days, before too long, we'll have a dedication of the addition, and we can all celebrate and enjoy it and be blessed by it. So before we go any further with prayer requests or whatever is on your heart, Kent, well, if you'll raise your hand, if you have a praise report, an announcement, we can just share all of this. Don't worry if it's on your heart. Just make it into the microphone so we can all hear, and keep it brief so we can all remember.
Swim a little bit, and we're going to snack a little bit. So looking forward to it. And next week I'll have a sign up, okay? So, and also I see new faces here. We're having children's church today, and it will be across the way, and it's for 6 to 12-year-old youngins. So we'd love for you to come.
Regarding the potluck on October 6th, we are going to do a spaghetti supper or spaghetti feed, whatever you want to call it. And so there's some very specific things that we need. Another couple of women in the church have graciously agreed to make the spaghetti sauce, so it will all, that will part will be made, and we will need the pasta, some salad, and dessert. So look at the sign-up sheet if you have questions, because it's a little bit different. Just corner me and ask me or give me a call. Thanks.
this past Wednesday night, our Wednesday night Bible study, went down to Campbellsville University and shared with a tremendous amount of young athletes. And you got to share some of your personal testimonies, got to share a portion of the Bible study. It was very interesting and very intriguing to me personally. So this Wednesday night, we're going to do the same thing again. This coming Wednesday night, we're helping Vance, one of our elders, because he's a big part of that. We're helping him out while he's on vacation. So this Wednesday night, we'll be there again, 6 o'clock. And then next Wednesday night, the following Wednesday night, we'll come back to our Wednesday night Bible study on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks, George.
I just want to give a praise report.
Sure.
Wednesday afternoon, Beth called. I was in the middle of totally rearranging the office, and so I thought, I'll call her back. Well, she called right back, and I immediately answered. Beth is, like, out here right now, 7 months pregnant, and she was rear-ended downtown Louisville. Fortunately, she was going very slow. The car behind her was also going slow, but not slow enough that he hit her and ran off. She was shook up, but she's okay. Baby's fine. And at this stage, baby should be around a little over 3 pounds. He's 4.5 pounds. So we think she's a little farther along than the doctors think she is. So if you would, just keep her in your prayers. One other thing, they're sending her to a high-risk doctor in the next week or so. George and I both have peace that God has this totally under control. Beth is at peace. But if you would, just continue to pray that things go smoothly.
My husband had another test on Thursday, and it came back really good.
For Bill, for Rich Hollings, a good report on his cancer testing. So thank the Lord for good reports. All right.
I just have a prayer request. We'd had good reports on my grandson's father, Calvin Clark, but then we got a bad one. He was in the hospital 4 days with pneumonia and a blood clot. But he has gone home, and he sounded encouraged. So he's has dealing with a diagnosis of lung cancer. So.
All right. I will share with you several folks in the Friday men's breakfast group who know Chuck Coughlin, who is Vance Smith's ex-brother-in-law. Chuck, who had a stroke and was at UK, has been moved to Cardinal Hill and is improving. And if you would like to visit or follow up, you can check with me, or Rod has that information as well. But let us check and see how he's doing. If a visit's in order, we'll certainly pass that along. John, have you seen him at Cardinal Hill, or did you just know that he had been transferred?
I have not.
Okay. That was a pretty good report. I saw him on Monday, and he was doing better, but not to where I would have thought he could have made that transition that quickly. So very thankful. Chuck Coughlin, please remember. Well, praise the Lord for all the blessings and the answers to prayer that we can see, and all the things that God does that we don't see, because He is in control. We did set aside this morning, it's kind of late in the year. Everybody's going back to school instead of graduating. We had folks graduating at different times. We had 2 high school graduates and 2 college graduates. Those graduates or a family representative is here. So, Brother George, if you'd come and help me, and Rod, if you could, we're going to pray for these young folks as well as present them with some recognition. And the two who are present, and I apologize for not having all the information about their degree or the level of their graduation, and I know high school, but college, we have a couple. Brandy Lehman, if you would come up. And Rick, would you come up as a representative of your son, Aaron? And Adina's rejoicing with everybody that graduated, you know. I know Adina. And some people, Adina told me a lot of folks graduate magna cum laude. She graduated, oh, thank the Lord, so. So she's still rejoicing with anybody that graduated. Whose name is it? Yeah. Oh, and well, let's get a microphone over here to Rick real quickly. Rick, this is for your son, Aaron, who graduated. And would you tell us from where and what? I know he had been at Moorhead, correct?
Right. Well, he gone beyond that. He just got his doctorate in physical therapy, so he's Dr. Woo! Lee. And he lives with, he actually got married and lives with his wife. They live near Nashville. So that's where they are now.
Well, if he's got his doctorate, I think we need to go back and get another gift. Thank you, Rick. And then Brandy just graduated. I know a little bit about her degree and what it's in. And Brandy, of course, now qualifies herself beyond and above to be our church treasurer, right? Speak up, young lady.
What do we want to speak about? I'm glad it's over. Yeah. How about that one?
That's good. Yeah. From whence you graduated in your degree?
I graduated from Campbellsville University with a master's in business administration with a concentration in accounting.
Congratulations. So I think we'll honor these two college graduates. Do you have something you wanted to share?
Oh, I forget. He graduated from UK.
Oh, he did. After Moorhead, he went and got his doctorate at UK. George?
He graduated with a 4.0.
Wow. These people impress me a great deal, you know. Rod, would you pray for Aaron through his father, Rick, and for Brandy? Just pray for both these folks as we lay hands on them, because they've reached a milestone, but there's more to go.
Thank you, Father. Father, we just so appreciate how you do watch us as we grow. And Father, you do everything that you can to make the good things come our way, and we appreciate it. And Lord, we just thank you for this proud father right now, mm-hmm. and the encouragement he's given his son. And Father, we thank you for the diligence that he has displayed. And Father, we thank you and praise you that you will continue to be involved in his destiny in Nashville and wherever he goes. Mm. Father, we just bless Father Brandy right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her diligence. Not only her diligence, but Father, then her also her faithfulness to this body. We appreciate it so much. We thank you, Lord, for what she means to so many of us. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that we are blessed to have her here. And Father, we'll try not to pick on her too much so that she'll stay. But she knows that when we're picking on her, it's just another demonstration of the love that we have for her. Yes. So we ask you, Father, now to continue to lead her and guide her. And Father, we see that her life, her destiny is in your hands, and she will be blessed by it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, before these folks sit down, I'd be very remiss. You know, we had Dad as a representative, but Aaron had a wonderful mother. Mary Lee, you come on up here and just let us hug on you a little bit. Come on, Mary.
She's the one who's been back there waving, right?
Yeah, because everybody knows a successful young man has to have a good mama too, right? And that's the truth. So we just bless you so much for being an influence on your son. And stand here with this couple. So God bless you. Let's give this whole group of folks another round of applause. Right? God bless you. All right. You may be seated. And we have a couple of high school graduates. Brianna Baker is Karen's granddaughter. And Brianna graduated from Mercer County High School. And I do not see Brianna. Pardon? I'm sorry.
We're both sorry.
Did I miss something?
I'm sorry.
Pardon? Yes. Oh, not yet. No, I know where he is. Karen Baker, who is Brianna's grandmother, is here. So, Karen, would you come up, please? So, as a representative of Brianna. And then the other graduate is our sound man today, and that's Lewis Bergen. Lewis, would you come on up? These are high school graduates. And while Karen is making her way up here, I'm going to ask, I will say this. Lewis graduated from homeschool, and his mom and dad have been involved in that homeschooling. So he is now officially graduated, and his dad's going to come and present him with his diploma or a facsimile thereof. So, Mom and Dad, Bill and Wanda, if y'all make your presentation to your son who's graduated. At how old are you, Lewis? 21 now? Yeah. How old are you really, Lewis? I'm just teasing. He's 18. He's a young man now, so he's helping us with our sound system. And Bill and Wanda, I know you're glad, proud, and thankful to have this last one.
Very thankful to have a last one.
Okay. All right.
Wanda has retired now. If there was an income with that, I'd be great.
All right. So, Lewis, and for all these graduates, I presented them with a copy of Rick Warren's book, What The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? And it's got a little section at a time. And I think if you grasp some of that, doesn't matter whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, a factory worker, makes no difference. We have a greater purpose that defines us than the degree or the occupation. So God bless you very much. And Karen, who's been a real grandmother to Brianna, and Brianna's been with her quite a bit. We want to make sure Brianna gets this same gift. And on behalf of your granddaughter and for this young man, we'll pray over these high school graduates. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. George, we can hear you, brother.
Father, we're so grateful for these young people, and Lord, we pray your anointing upon their life. Father, we pray that your guiding hand and your guiding principles would be a part of all that they are and who they are in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that your hand would be mightily upon them, and Father, that you would guide them with your eye. Cause them to be effective in the world today and to be a blessing to everyone that they come in contact with. Father, we ask you to bless their lives and cause them to be moved by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we loose you to do all that you need to do in and through them in our world today. Let their light so shine that men would see the light and glorify you.
Amen. 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 Congratulations then to these high school graduates. Teresa, if we can get the birthdays and anniversaries in our church family, we'll do that before we move into our time of communion together. Benjamin is here, and he's having a birthday this Thursday. Happy birthday. That's David. Benjamin's not here. Sorry, David. And then Friday, Bob and Ruth Rogers are celebrating their anniversary. So congratulations to Bob and Ruth. And I think that's it for this week of birthdays and anniversaries. All right. I believe, Mike, we want to have the worship team in just a moment lead us in a time of worship as we prepare our hearts for communion. Then following communion, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church. So I ask if the worship team would come at this time. And before they begin to play, let me just offer a prayer for the requests that were lifted this morning. Father, as we went around the room and heard praise reports and yet need for continued prayer, healing and your touch, we lift up Beth and ask that her pregnancy would come to full term with health and blessing. We pray for Chuck Coughlin's continued healing, Father. We pray for Calvin Clark. We ask you, Father, to be in his life. We continue to lift up Dennis and thank you that he's able to be with us today. And for any and all the others, Father, that we have on our continual list to be on our hearts and in our minds before your throne of grace, we lift them up for your touch. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you would like to stand as we worship or to remain seated, but just make sure that you join with us in worshiping the Lord.
And so sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come,
Your presence, Lord.
let us experience the glory of your goodness.